Well, we mentioned North Dakota. The AP is reporting that protesters evicted yesterday from private land where they were protesting the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline are today blocking a state highway with burned-out vehicles. Yesterday, at least 141 protesters were arrested at the construction site. Sound from yesterday's protest. Armed soldiers and law enforcement officers say that at least one protester arrested actually fired at a sheriff's deputy. Well, Native Americans from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and their many allies say sacred burial grounds could be destroyed and the tribe's water supply poisoned by the construction. Amy Sisk is with Here Now contributor Inside Energy. She was at the protest yesterday.
So mid-morning on Thursday, several hundred police officers showed up to raid this protest camp that protesters had set up on private land. There were also protesters all over the highway, and police wanted to push them back off of the land that they were trespassing on and off of the highway back to a different camp that the protesters had set up on federal land. Meanwhile, police used pepper spray against some of the protesters and report that at least one protester fired shots toward police officers. Protesters were also lighting items on fire, trying to push the police back the other direction.
The 1,172-mile-long pipeline would run through four states from North Dakota to Illinois, where crude oil would be transported to refineries. The developer, Energy Transfer, says the pipeline is safer than trucks or trains.